From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a trio from Italy, fronted by pianist Massimo Ferrao, with Aldo Zunino on bass and Marco Tolotti on drums. This is a track from their 2015 release, Autumn Leaves, out on Venus Records, a fine jazz label based in Japan, and it is the title track, Autumn Leaves. Some Brazilian jazz, performed by Danish guitarist Jakob Fischer and his trio, including Brazilian drummer Duduka da Fonseca and bassist Martin Wind, from their 2013 release Black Orpheus, another release from Venus Records from Japan, including music from Antonio Carlos Jobim and Louis Bonfa, among others. We heard the opening track, Gentle Rain. Before that, a classic track from Belgian reedman Bobby Jasper, from 1957 and his album Tenor and Flute, on which he plays tenor sax and flute. We heard him playing the latter. And he is joined here by George Wallington on piano, Wilbur Little on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. We heard Sweet Blanche. That's available as part of a 2-CD set called Bobby Jasper, 3 Classic Albums Plus, part of the Classic Albums series of compilations from the British Avid record label. And we began the set with a trio from Italy, fronted by Massimo Farao. From Autumn Leaves, we heard the title track. We'll begin this set with West Coast jazz trumpeter Conti Candoli, and a track from his 1955 release Powerhouse Trumpet, with Bill Holman on tenor sax, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and rounding out the band, Lawrence Marable on drums. This is Full Count. Thank you.
don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it. Right down. The skies are blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear. Stand so near, my love. Our graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight.
Had room for four tunes in that set. That last piece was recorded on June 29, 1945. Pianist Jess Stacy and his orchestra. Jess is probably best known for his tenure with Benny Goodman in the late 1930s, but he had a fine solo career as well. We heard Daybreak Serenade from the album Jess Stacy, 1944 to 1950, part of a series of three recordings featuring Jess Stacy's solo work in chronological order, released on Chronological Classics, a label specializing in the release of vintage jazz and pop music in the order in which it was recorded, as the label's name suggests. Before that, very early Stan Getz on Verve Records from 1954, the album Stan Getz Plays, with Duke Jordan on piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Bill Crow bass, and Frank Isola on drums. Stan, of course, featured on tenor sax, and we heard The Way You Look Tonight. Before that, the standard Teach Me Tonight, as sung by Alexis Cole. Alexis, originally from the New York City area, her father and grandmother were both jazz pianists and singers. Her singing style has been compared to that of Sarah Vaughan and Anita O'Day, among others. From 2014, and another release from the Japanese Venus record label, the album Close Your Eyes, with John DiMartino on piano, James Kamek bass, and once again Duduka Dofonseca on drums. And we began the set with Canti Candoli on trumpet and the album Powerhouse Trumpet from 1955, released on the Bethlehem label originally. We heard Full Count. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for The Jazz Scene, program number 1715. We'll begin our final set of the hour with English tenor saxophonist Danny Moss, going back to 1995 for the album Weaver of Dreams, and he's in a quartet with Brian Lemon on piano, Len Skeet bass, and Butch Miles on drums. This is I'm Glad There Is You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Earlier in the hour, we listened to some classic West Coast jazz from the mid-50s from trumpeter Conti Condoli from the Bethlehem label. We just listened to another track from Bethlehem and the mid-50s, a session recorded in Hollywood, California in May of 1956. Trombonist Frank Rossolino and the album I Play Trombone. And he was in a quartet with Sonny Clark on piano, Wilfred Middlebrooks on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. We listened to Frida. If you're a fan of trombone jazz, definitely pick up this recording or any other recording from Frank Rossolino. He, along with the likes of J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding and others, definitely showed that the trombone could be a lead instrument in jazz. It's not often thought of as such, but it certainly can be. Before that, some solo piano from Dave McKenna, going back to 1986 for the album Dancing in the Dark and Other Music of Arthur Schwartz, released on Concord Records. We heard one of the other selections from the release, I See Your Face Before Me. And we began the set with Danny Moss, a fine tenor sax player out of the UK, from 1995 and the album Weaver of Dreams. We heard I'm Glad There Is You. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and the address for the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.